what would you call a place, a lot in the pasture or a meadow or someplace where there's a little water running through it and cattails and things like that?
Well, we call them buffalo waters, those little sunken places that we thought, I think in the early days that when buffalo was here, that must have been, my husband said he didn't believe it very much, but the old people called them buffalo wallers. Well, we call them ponds, that where they had very much water, like where it had cattails in. But I mean a little sunken places in the ground, or cow lake, you know, sometimes they say that the salt lake, you know.
A pond, now, would this be the same as a swamp or a bog or a marsh?
Well, we didn't have any places like that here. I think they called them swamp in those days, swamp.
Are your ponds, were they made by man?
No,
or?
No, they just happened to be there, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Do you have them now that are
no,
made?
No, ours is made. We have two lakes in our place, our main.
Are they large?
No, they're not so large. One, I think, has about an acre. It's really, it's more or less flood control, you know. We had a wet field and dammed it up, and we have fishing.
You used to have 24-inch catfish.
Yeah, and he caught that Sunday.
Wow.
We've caught 15 or 20 that size out of there.
What do you fish for them with?
Oh, he had a dead minnow on that hook.
Just put it down at the bottom and let it
Uh-huh.
Down?
He took the cork off and just threw it. It had a rod and reel and threw it out in the middle of the lake. But my daughter-in-law, two or three Saturdays, they were fishing, they caught some about 25 inches long, and they didn't weigh them, but they caught them real close to the shore, and about had a cork on there about a foot.
Well, I did declare. Did you go out with them?
No, I'd been kind of sick, and I'd had that surgery, and I had a good tear in it when I went.
That's pretty serious being out there in the wind.
My daughter-in-law, one of them took her shirt off and wrapped her. They let two big fish get back that day, wrapped around these fish, and then she sent the other daughter-in-law to the house to get her husband to get the fish off the line. They let two get back to see two big fish.
Hmm.
And these were female fish, and they were full of eggs, and they were kind of close to shore there for some reason or other.
They feed that way, I think.
Well, maybe they do.
They ever use shrimp here for bait?
I've seen them use shrimp. Seems like I took some shrimp down there yesterday. I went out there after Don caught that fish. And I didn't have any luck, and so I got in the jeep and came home.
You were going to catch another 24-incher, huh?
No. I've caught one weight that measured 25 inches once over there myself.
Gee.
And I really, you know why I snagged it? Right below the eye.
Huh.
A little old hook just stuck right in the skin, right below the eye. And I really landed that fish. But I couldn't really. I had to do this way and get him up on
uh-huh.
because he was too strong.
Huh. You ever use worms for them here?
Yeah, I use worms, grasshoppers.
Are these little red worms or are they
earthworms? Earthworms, but this hot weather, you can't find them.
No.
Any earthworms here.
Yeah, good sense. They just burrow down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it.